You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Feeling good!
Are you feeling good?
So, Natty, it's kind of exhilarating,
isn't
it?
It's actually liberating.
Yeah.
I felt free!
Yeah, see, I do those all the time.
I love it. We got all these USC students here that are working on their show, and they want to learn how to do radio, and then I'm sprinting in my underwear.
Yeah,
the other side of the building.
But it was totally worth it because the texts alone that I'm receiving, this bit was a huge hit.
Oh, my God.
I'm very proud of you. I didn't think you would do it.
Somebody said, play this.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Yes.
Oh, I should have made you yell that.
Yeah.
By the way, the YouTube shot up.
Oh, yeah.
It went from like 200 people to over 500 immediately.
No, it was, it's bonus coverage on the YouTube. God.
That is definitely, someone said magic mace.
How'd I look?
magic mace. I like it.
That. How'd I look? Pretty good.
I'm just proud that you did it.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were too self-conscious to do it. Yeah.
Anything for the bit, man.
Yeah,
anything for the bit.
And for the $100.
Yeah, for $100.
I mean, so this all goes into the Mandy's now, too.
Oh, that's right.
We haven't gotten there yet.
It's going to be on the Mandy's.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right. So 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. All right,
because you were the star of that bit and you took the dare, you get to pick which line we take. Which line are we taking?
We're taking line number 6 today.
Okay, that is Kenneth. Hey, Kenneth, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, guys, how you guys doing?
Excellent, Kenneth.
Oh, yes, how we're doing. Did Jorge hang up on him?
Sure did.
Sorry, Kenneth. How we're doing.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Don't ask.
Hit line 3.
Okay, line 3.
Don't ask us how we're doing.
Don't ask us how we're doing. What's up? Who is this?
Oh, this is Jim. Wow, my mind.
Hey, Jim. What's going on, man?
How's it going, guys? Hey, that was quite a bit.
How's it going? How's it going?
Listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube listener, and we just blew up. I mean, this whole thing.
So you saw Mason in all his glory in his underwear.
Saw him in all his glory, and you know what I was going to complain about today? I was going to say you guys don't give us enough attention on YouTube, especially you, John. But Mace does pay attention to us, but John does not. Greg is great with it. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I agreed today, Jim, to do a chat fight.
Chat fight.
But Greg's got to show me how to do it.
I'll just flip everything around and
okay.
You can do it.
Yeah, no, you can definitely do it.
Well, you know, the chat fights, man, they're not so fun for us on YouTube. We got a bunch of guys trolling. But anyway, that's not what I called about.
What'd you call about?
Complain about Pelinka.
Complain?
So, Wait a minute.
He rebuilt the whole team.
Wait, listen. Give me a second.
Yeah,
he did a good job with reshaping the team. But come on, that team he put on the floor to begin the season was trash. Come on. We started 2-10. How did he think that team was ever going to do anything?
Okay, so Jim, do you think Rob would have made that move to trade for Russell Westbrook without the approval of the stars of the team?
Look, somebody's got to be the adult in the room, right? I understand
that's not the way the NBA works.
I understand that's what AD. Yeah, but somebody's got to say, look, guys, look at Westbrook's record. Mm-hmm. What has he done? He's been on decline for a long time. When we played him in the bubble, nobody guarded him. You know, that's one of the reasons we won against Houston. They should have known that. You should be able to look at that. I understand being close to people and wanting to play with them, but somebody's got to be the adult in the room, and that is.
So you're acknowledging that, and we're not going to cut you off, man. You're acknowledging that it was LeBron and AD who pushed really hard for Westbrook, right?
It's got to be. Nobody else would have done that. Come on.
Right. So the thing that I can, if you want to criticize Rob for doing that trade, I guess you can since the buck stops with him. But he said many times that this is a partnership, that he goes to LeBron and AD and he says, all right, guys, what's going to get us to a championship? And so they traded for Westbrook based on all those conversations. The thing I like about what he did, Jim, is that a lot of people, we used this term earlier in the week, get pot committed. They say, well, we traded for Westbrook and now we just have to live.
Now we're stuck.
Yeah. He's not that guy.
Right.
He's, as a matter of fact, if you want to, say anything about Rob, he's probably too quick to shuffle the deck. You know, Caruso, KCP, Kuzma, all those guys. The minute they failed to get the Lakers back to the finals, he traded them all.
Think about it this way, man. So if I told you at the beginning of the year, the Lakers are going to be three games over 500 and the seventh seed, would you have taken that?
Oh, man, that's a very low bar, Steve. That's a very low bar.
It is, but you know? But coming off of a season last year when you didn't make the playoffs at all, I think we have to see how this movie ends, Jim. If the Lakers go out,
you got to see how they make a run.
Right,
you're right.
Right. If the Lakers go out without a bang, then we can say, okay, what are we going to do next year? But if these guys get it together and make a little bit of a run here, I think you re-sign them and you send them back out there next year.
Yeah, but don't bring Kyrie in. We all know better than that, too. There's a track.
I'm with you, man, 100% on that.
Yeah. My sense is they probably won't, but who knows?
Yeah.
I think it's going to depend on how they do in this series.
Excellent 2 o'clock call of the day.
Thank you, Jim, for that phone call.
All right.
That was very good.
See, Bergman, our callers are smart. They're good on the air. That's a good one.
That was a good one. Yesterday was a good one. The day before sucked, and last week was good.
So we're 3 for 4.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
75%.
I'm still sadly out of breath.
That was the most running you've done in how long?
It was totally worth
it. Yeah. By the way, I ran by John Chin's office, and John was just like, hey, Steve.
Like nothing was different.
Hey, John. So... Here's the question. My phone's talking. Here's the question that I just got from Cody, who's one of our social media guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Mace, do you mind if we post the full clip of you running on social?
Have to. That's the payoff.
You have to.
Yeah. Why would you mind?
You got the $100.
Yeah, you get the money. Wait.
Do I want this to be
whatever happened
everywhere?
To if there is a spotlight, I want to be in
all
it.
All right, go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at least they asked, you know?
Yeah, you did ask. Thank you, Cody, for asking. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was excellent. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Host of the year.
Host
that's
of the year.
Right there.
Yeah, that's right. Selling out, for
that
sure.
That should get you some votes, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Should get you some votes.
Oh, God.
Bit of the year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll be in the running.
That could be bit of the year.
You'll be in the running.
Do you think Morales is going to juggle stuff around so when he comes back from commercial breaks, it's going to say blah, blah, blah?
Well, do we know that he's blah, blah? Do we say know blah, that blah, he's blah. Like listening and on it today, or is he out golfing?
Is he listening?
Yeah, we got rejoins and stuff that he's working
already?
On.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. Good. Good.
He's always on it. Come on.
What a day. But I tweeted out a link, John. I want you to go look at it when we go to break here. I tweeted out a link, not of me running naked through the building.
But that link will be up shortly.
But I think the most convincing UFO video I have ever seen.
Okay.
If you open that link and you cue into about 35 seconds, it is unbelievably convincing and I think completely undeniable.
That it is an actual UFO.
I never believed that aliens would bother.
Right, so it looks
even
like it's somebody shooting video from a plane.
From a plane, and watch what swoops in.
Sure, it's not a bird.
It's metal. It's like a metal thing, isn't it? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
Did you just tweet it out?
I tweeted it out.
It's a. It's a piece of patio furniture from
Barbecue
Store.
No, it's like totally...
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sort of triangular.
Yeah, lounge chair.
No, it's not a lounge chair.
Yeah, look at that.
A lounge chair.
Lounge chair from Barbecue Store.
That is not.
Yeah, right there.
There, right there. Look at that. Look at that thing. That's like Lost in Space stuff.
That's a hood of a trunk of a car.
No, it's not. That's like a Ridley Scott movie what that is.
Could be.
Yeah. No, do you buy that or no?
Well, I believe in UFOs, so sure.
Do
why
you
not?
Buy that particular one?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think... I think it's very pompous for us to assume we're the only living beings, you know, in the world. I think that there's got to be others in the universe, right? Yeah, I think that... Yeah, why do we get all the...
Yeah.
You know, why are we the only ones?
I'm watching it right now. I queued in at 35 seconds, like you said. Wow, yeah, that looks like...
Doesn't it look like a lounge chair, Greg?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Now, they get closer and closer.
It looks like a Roomba, almost.
It does. It looks like a
flying
Roomba.
That's what it is. It's a Roomba.
Yeah, a Roomba in orbit. No, I think it's totally convincing.
It's AI.
Okay. I want to try something when we come back.
Okay.
And this is inspired by Zion Williamson.
Okay.
Do you think we could do a segment?
Eat a lot?
No. Do you think we could do a segment when we all talk about ourselves in the third person?
Okay.
All right.
I'm good with that.
We'll explain, next.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tell you what, that streaking to Tommy Lamb's office, it's like ESPN The Body Issue. That's how good it looked. So that's streaming, right? Is that out on social?
Ireland says it did.
Yeah, it's out. It's on Twitter right now.
Good God.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in!
That's not what Tommy was saying.
No, that's not what Tommy... By the way, they were in a closed-door meeting. They were in a closed-door meeting.
Who was all in there?
I think it was like Justin Schafflander, the sales manager, and...
This is just fantastic.
Oh, no! Oh, it looks so much worse than I thought.
This is just fantastic.
Oh.
Is it on ESPN Los Angeles right now?
Yeah. No, well, yeah. I'm just...
It's streaming.
Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
Greg, you're covering your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm covering my eyes?
Yeah.
I don't need to see that.
You and Amanda.
Somebody chased me all the way there with a camera, I think.
Yeah.
Cody did.
Yeah.
He was right behind me.
And there you go.
Yeah.
And you're off.
Oh, good God.
Well, they only put it up to the point where you run.
Okay, good.
So that's good. That'll make it.
Oh, no, Cody's saying, I got the rest of it.
Okay, put it up, Cody. Put it up.
All right, so Zion Williamson, who... is not playing, won't be available for the play-in. Is there second play-in game?
They're done. Season's over.
It's over.
They lost last night. Okay. They lost a 9-10 game.
So Zion Williamson did an interview at some point. Do you know when this was, John?
Yeah, 2 days ago before, when they've had their practice for – and listen carefully to how he talks about himself.
Physically, I'm fine. Now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion. I know the atmosphere I'd be in based off like the playoff experience. So now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion.
All right. So,
third person.
Yeah. John didn't sleep very well last night. John could use a Red Bull, and John's going to go get one. Do you guys want one?
Thing about Mason is he doesn't drink Red Bull. But Mason does drink coffee. So if John wants to go get Mason coffee, that would be perfect.
John will consider that. Jorge, what do you got going later today?
There's Cokes in the refrigerator, so Jorge could take a Coke if you bring me one. Yeah,
yeah.
You're always Jorge about one. Coke, aren't
yeah.
you?
Coke, that's it. Exactly right. Coke All man.
Coke now, the man. Thing about Bergman doesn't think the Lakers can beat... Mason,
Greg is wondering why this is not about coffee, because Greg only drinks illy coffee, and we're talking about coffee. Greg doesn't want to talk about the Laker thing right now.
Thing about Bergman is he's backing away from his prediction. Mason's sticking with Lakers in six.
Greg never backs away from anything.
Except his prediction of the Grizzlies in six.
Has not changed. Greg has stayed at Grizzlies in six, Jorge, but thinks that... Jorge what?
Jorge wants to put 40K that the Lakers win.
The series?
In six, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
40K mythical
Lakers
money.
In six?
Lakers in six.
Specifically.
You know, John has won mythical money every year we've done it. No, just the last... No, I've won Game of Games every year we've done it.
I don't
it.
Know who I is.
John has won Game of Games every year we've done it, but John has not won Game of Games at all this month, and I'm leaving. Or John's leaving.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard.
The thing about Mason is he looks great in his underwear.
And Mason is everywhere
fast.
All over ESPN
Mason
Los Angeles.
Mason is fast, too. Mason got to Tommy Lamb's office really fast.
By the way, John, Greg is destroying you in Game of Games consistently over the last 10 months.
John is just letting Greg build a lead, and then John will come from the back of the pack like a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
Greg will not allow that to happen, as Greg will win Game of Games consistently.
Jorge's wondering about that quote, for real.
He's constantly nagging about a Coke.
Yeah, we've had January, February, March, April so far, right? No, just January, February, March.
Correct.
Who has won those 3 months?
Those 3 months were won by...
Mason?
Mason did not
Mason's
win.
Mason's never won a month ever.
Not win, correct.
So in January was Greg, February was Greg, March was Jorge.
Yeah. Okay. Small lead. John will roar back.
Greg just wins.
John is not afraid of Greg or Jorge.
This is the year of Mason. Mason's going to rise up this year.
You've never even won a month.
Mason's going to win a month.
In fact, Ireland hasn't won a month since September. And and since November, only Greg and Jorge have won months.
John's just waiting in the weeds. John will rise like a phoenix. It's hard to talk in the third person.
It's very hard.
There was a Seinfeld once about a guy named Jimmy.
Yeah.
And
such a great episode.
And he talks to third person, and he just confuses everybody. Like, he walks up, he goes, Jimmy, to Elaine, and he goes, Jimmy likes Elaine. She goes, well, maybe Elaine likes Jimmy. And nobody knew that he was talking about himself. But apparently Zion has gone full third person. Reggie Jackson used to go third person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day. It's hard to do. Yeah. It's hard to keep
it
up.
It is hard. I don't know if he could. By the way, CJ McCollum kind of called him out. Did you see that?
Yeah, except.
CJ McCollum said it's the responsibility of everybody on the roster to stay healthy and to be available. He was clearly telegraphing that at Zion Williamson.
Well, Zion said physically he's fine. So John's question to Zion would be, then why aren't you playing if you're physically fine?
Why wasn't he playing?
I think the Pelicans are being overly cautious.
This was the season.
And now it's over.
You know, in a world where, obviously, as everybody saw on YouTube and everybody in the building saw, I put about $1 million into my body every year,
yeah,
like LeBron.
So you're like LeBron.
But what excuse does an NBA player who's making gigantic cash like Zion Williamson, what is the excuse for him not putting a ton of money into his body? Trainers, dietitians, private workout. I mean, all that stuff he could be doing, is it laziness? What is it?
It's a good question.
He's got enough money to invest in his physical person,
right,
being.
And they're paying him
a lot of money.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I don't even think he's tradable.
No.
Because, nobody
damaged
would.
Goods.
Yeah, nobody would want to take a chance on that guy.
Yeah, no, damaged goods. I don't. There's no way I would. Can you turn up the air conditioning? Still warm. I'm still heated up from
from
my run.
Okay. From Mason's run?
Yeah.
Like that.
The thing about Mason. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit the Seinfeld thing.
Okay. There.
You know, Jimmy is pretty sweet on you.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's been watching you. You're just Jimmy's type.
Ah, really?
Jimmy's new in town. Jimmy doesn't really know anyone.
Oh, well, I'd like to get to know him.
Jimmy would like to get to know you.
Yeah, that's what I want to try and do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to master that third person. Do we have time? Yeah, we have time to do this.
Time.
Okay, so there's a talk show in Phoenix, Burns and Gambo, that's kind of like us. They've been around for a long time.
They sprinting around in their underwear?
No, I don't think they're going that far. No. But Ish Wainwright, who's a player for the Suns, is a regular on their show.
Okay.
And he surprised him yesterday by deciding to come in studio. He normally comes on once a week by phone.
Right.
But he came in studio. But what's interesting is the second he found out, he's always on for one segment.
Yes.
So the second he found out that the show is actually hours long, he quit. Listen to this.
in through the door.
There he is.
Ish Wainwright joining us in studio. And it was your idea.
It was my idea.
This is your idea to join us in studio. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me again now and you know, in the flesh. You know, it's no more on the phone. But no, I told you I want to be a co-host.
Yeah. Listen, when the playing career is over, we hope you play a long time. I mean, this isn't a bad way to make a living, my friend.
It just sucks. My voice is going. I've been yelling and stuff, trying to be a quarterback on the court. And on a bench, but, you know.
Yeah, here you got to talk. You can't lose your voice. I've lost my 4 hours. You got to talk for 4 hours.
4 hours?
Sometimes four and a half.
Hold on, I quit.
Four and a half. Yeah.
Okay, so it begs the question.
Yes.
Is there a current athlete in Los Angeles who could do a 3-4 hour talk show? Like, there's retired guys. Michael could do it. Michael has done it,
sure. I'm trying to think who would be good at it. Like, who from the Lakers is a really good
Well, when
talker?
Patrick Beverley was here, it would be really fun to listen to him.
Pat Bev
what
do
comes
it.
Out of that head.
Yep.
D'Angelo Russell would be funny for like two segments.
Yep.
LeBron and AD don't need it.
LeBron, by the way, would be very good at it.
Right. Well, I mean, if he you watch the shop, but the shop's only 30 minutes.
Yeah, he'd be very compelling. Four hours is a really long time.
Yeah, I don't think Kershaw could do it.
I don't think
Mookie could do it.
When I was in New York, we did 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. We did a 5-hour show. What's the longest you and I ever did? I think we did a 4 at one point, I think.
Yeah, 5 to 9 in the morning. Well, we did 4 for years.
4 is too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I run out of gas. You'll hear it at about 3:30.
Yeah.
That's when you get to. So the next tease is going to be about what John Ireland
is John Ireland really thinking about waiting to get to all day long.
Yeah.
That's when you're out of gas. Exactly.
I don't know if anybody could. It's harder to do than you think. Anybody can do one segment.
Yes.
You got to be really good to do 3-4 hours to keep it interesting.
I used to produce a 6-hour show over at the other station.
Who was doing it?
It was Ben Maller and Tom Looney. It was called The Blitz on Sunday, and we just watched football.
Well, that's easier because you can just go to the games.
Yeah, you could switch back and forth to the games, but it was 6 hours.
That's what we split 6 hours at Fox Sports Radio.
I think we split 8 hours.
Yeah, you did the early shift.
I think I did 9 to 1, and you did 1 to 5.
And you were with?
Billy Ray Smith and Jim Mora.
And I was with Jim Lampley.
Yeah, those were fun because you're just watching the games and reacting to them.
Oh, just BSing with the game. And then they got all the players they'd just hand them a phone and we'd have every player
right,
on after
because we had what we call stringers at every game.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun show. But 4 hours is a long-ass time, I'll tell you that much. All right, I got a question for you, John.
Which is?
What's the worst investment you ever made? The biggest financial mistake?
Okay.
Think about that. Everybody think about that. We'll do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
If you're just tuning in,
where you been?
You missed it. Although it will.
We're going streaking! In the quad!
Come on, everybody! We're going streaking!
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you may want to check out our social accounts.
What do you do for a living? Well.
Sorry, we're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium! Come on, everybody! Come on! Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop-a-loop! It's cool. I'm cool. Bring your green hat. Let's go. Come on, everybody. We're going. Here we go. That's
basically what happened.
It's exactly what happened. Yeah, what do you mean, basically?
Basically what happened. So, all right. What was that? Worst financial mistake you've ever made.
There are two.
Okay.
Well, I thought of a third.
Let me set it up a little bit because it's based on reality here. So there was a contract negotiation. Former Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz was offered a 3-year, $36 million contract. He turned it down because he thought he could make more in free agency. Earlier this week, he signed for 1 year, and the most he can make is $9 million.
So he's leaving $31 million on the table?
Right. Was offered 36, said no, wound up with 9. A little bit like the Dennis Schroeder situation.
Right.
Where he was offered a bunch of money, wound up on a minimum deal at Boston.
Yeah, the name that always pops into my head is Jody Reed. Remember the
Jody
Dodgers
Reed, the second
baseman?
Sure.
They offered him it was something like 3 years, $9 million.
At the time, which was a big deal.
He turned it down and then ended up playing for like $700,000.
Yeah.
All right, so three things popped into my head. The first one is, and this is, hopefully this will help somebody from making the same mistake. I invested in a real estate fund. In other words,
a REIT.
Yes.
Real Estate Investment Trust.
Right. So basically what it was is you put your money into it. This company went out and bought up as much real estate as it could find. And then when they sold it, you reaped the profits.
Right.
And the first year I was in it, 19% return.
Nice.
So I put more money in it.
The second
year I was in it.
Double down.
Completely went belly up and I lost everything.
Lost everything?
I lost all of it.
Zero?
Zero. And the second one, the other two you're involved in.
Yeah.
Racehorse,
yeah.
Which we just lost our shirts on.
By the way, I would do that again because that was fun to be in the winner's circle.
And now I think you would do the third one again, too. Internet radio. We just did it too soon.
Did it. We were too early in the game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so those are the three that popped into my head.
So for me, right around the .com boom, I had a brokerage account and I borrowed money on margin.
Okay.
Which is basically you're allowed to borrow up to what you actually own. And as the .com bust happened, my account got smaller and smaller and smaller because I had to pay back the margin and ultimately ended up at zero. That was back in 2000. So that's probably the worst I've ever done. Bergman, do you have any bad investment?
I do. I have two of them, actually.
Okay.
The first one is obviously the Peloton. Because that was an absolutely terrible decision
Very
on my
underused.
Point.
Did you ever sell it?
I'm hoping it gets sold next week now. He had to push 2 weeks. So
What are you getting for it?
I think I'm going to get $800 for it.
$800. I'll give you $700.
I'm hoping.
Give you $700.
No, you won't, though.
I will.
You won't, though.
I will have to streak 7 times.
And the second thing that was bad for me was my ex-girlfriend.
You just looked at
it was
a
bad investment. The whole thing was a bad investment.
It was five years
of worthlessness. There was nothing that happened out of it. Like, I didn't gain anything. I didn't, you know, I just lost.
Yeah.
It's a bad investment.
What about you, Jorge?
Yeah, when in my TV days, it was me and a couple guys who tried to break out and do our own thing. I ended up buying a computer and a camera. They were supposed to buy two other cameras, and we were supposed to go do all these projects.
Yep.
They never came through with it, so I just spent my money and
it was gone.
It was gone. Yeah.
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 I came across this nugget. Tell me how this would change the world. Blockbuster. Remember when Blockbuster was everywhere, right?
I used to go there three times a week.
Blockbuster back in 2000 had a chance to buy Netflix for $50 million.
Wow.
Could have bought Netflix. Blockbuster would have been the Netflix of now.
Yeah. And
now there's only one left.
Yeah,
it's in Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's almost a novelty that they keep it open.
You know, I was reading a story about subscriptions. We subscribe to all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, too many things.
So people are canceling subscriptions. This is from the Wall Street Journal. For two straight quarters, cancellations have outpaced new subscriptions for digital memberships, Food of the Month Club, host of other purchases, according to personal finance app Rocket Money. Streaming services have been particularly impacted, with cancellations for Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, and others up 49%, cancellations up 49% since 2022. So apparently people are now looking at their credit card statements and saying, wait a minute, I subscribed to Hulu? Wait a minute, I subscribed to The Wall Street, hey, wait a minute, I subscribe. Everybody's got these subscriptions.
Yeah, I can't think of a video streaming service that I don't subscribe to.
Really?
Name Name some.
Well, Netflix, obviously.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, obviously.
Yeah.
Hulu.
Yeah.
I get that part of the bundle. Hulu.
Yeah. I got Hulu. I got Disney Plus. I got ESPN Plus.
What about Apple Plus?
I got Apple Plus. I've got Paramount Plus.
HBO Max.
HBO Max.
That might be it.
Showtime, I pay DirecTV for Showtime, so I just log in.
Right.
I don't. The only thing I can't get still,
yeah,
after years, is the stupid Pac-12 network. And now,
right,
now that USC and UCLA are leaving, I'm not going to need it.
No. Just one last year in the Pac-10.
Yeah.
Or Pac-12.
And then I'll be done with them. But
then I'll be hosting pregame.
But here's
for
another,
the USC Trojans.
I hope you do. I think that'd
I'm
be really.
Forward to
I think
it.
That'd be really cool.
You wouldn't do it.
I would absolutely do it.
You want to work on Saturday?
Yeah. I would work on Saturday. Yeah, for whatever it is, 11 Saturdays, I'd absolutely do it. I did it for.
Did you do pre and post or just pre?
Just pre. I don't want to do post.
Well, you got to do both.
I don't want to be the guy that takes the whiny callers.
You don't have to, but look what we have. Sliwa does pre and post. Travis does pre and post.
When I did Lakers, I only did pre. When I did USC, I only did pre.
Different times, man. Who's going to do the post?
Then you get somebody else. You get Sean Cody to do it.
Why? Because he's going to be with you early?
Yeah, me early, and then he does solo late.
Look at how lazy you are. No, you can't do both.
Wait a minute. You challenge me to even work on a Saturday. I would absolutely work on a Saturday.
It wouldn't be unusual for somebody to do just the pregame.
That's what it used to be, but it's not what it is anymore.
But it's not a hard and fast
rule. It is not a hard and fast rule. But everybody else does. You're going to be different than everybody else?
Well, I mean, you can go straight to the source.
I just watched your video again. It's so freaking funny.
Mike Bone, do I have to do pregame and postgame?
That is not accurate.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
It's not accurate.
Yeah, he doesn't have to
nice
do them
use.
Both.
Does not have to. Yeah.
Yeah, I think USC football is going to be really fun as long as Lincoln Riley stays
here.
Oh,
my God, it's going to be great. Now Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive analyst.
Yeah, I that's one I don't get. But
I read a big article about it. Apparently, they've been really good friends for a long time.
They were on the same in the same quarterback room at Texas Tech.
Yeah,
when they were players.
So they know each other well. They each have their own bag of tricks. Why not put it into one big bag of tricks and just run the hell out of the thing and score 55 points a game?
Yeah,
which I think they will.
The problem is they might give up 56 if they don't fix the defense.
They got some good kids coming in through the transfer portal. I was reading. Oh, you know what I brought up with these USC? You know, there's a report today from, let's see, a big recruiting site that Bronny is going to wind up at USC.
I'm hearing Ohio State, but the three schools that I hear are in the running are USC, Ohio State, and Oregon. Those are the three he's considering. You know, he hasn't made any decisions yet, so he could go off the board. But that's every article I've read about him, it'll be one of those three. Because his dad obviously has that relationship with Nike.
Sure.
USC would keep his family close, so his brothers and sisters and mom and dad could see him play regularly. And Ohio State's home.
Right.
So those are the three that he's considering.
Now, yeah, I know, but I'm telling you, there's a report today that he's going to pick USC from one of the big recruiting sites.
It'll be fun. Be fun to watch him play. Andy Anfield's a great guy.
I mean, it would make USC basketball, everybody would follow. I mean, there would be LeBron James at a lot of those games.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not he's great.
Well, I don't think he can go right to the NBA. I think he needs a year of college. But let's see how he does. And I mean, he's gotten better every year. So, you know, if he continues to get better, eventually he'll get to the NBA.
I don't think anybody realizes a hold on how good he is.
Right. I agree. And if you look at his progression, he continues to improve. And that's all you want for a kid that age. 17 years old, he's just getting better and better. So good for him. But it'll be interesting because I don't know. I've never asked LeBron, nor do I know if LeBron's mom lives out here now or if she still lives in Ohio, who would be Bronny's grandma. So she could, you know, if he goes back to Ohio, she could watch him play. I could see him doing that too.
It's the recruiting site is called On Three. And this piece is written by Joe Spears. He says USC has emerged as the heavy favorite to land a commitment from coveted Sierra Canyon five-star combo guard Bronny James, according to On3 recruiting predictions. Following a prediction from On3's James Shaw, the Trojans sit with a 72% chance to land a commitment from James. Shaw put in his confidence level with the pick at 60%.
Okay.
So, maybe.
Yeah.
Sounds like the percentages are pretty good.
Yeah, and I've only heard three possibilities. So, you know, they've...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just by default, they've got a 33% chance.
Yeah, they got at least a 33% chance. All right, coming up next is What's Up, Fool? Bergman, what do you got?
I got stuff for you today, and also Casper Via just made a very funny meme of you. It says ESPN Body Issue 2023. It's you naked.
I like it.
Oh, God. This is going to follow me around for the rest of my life, isn't it?
Mace plant. Like, just like the mace
plant. Just like the mace plant.
It is a part of who you are now.
Yes, it is. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris. Do you know who Josiah Johnson is? I think you do.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's like the world's greatest Twitter follow.
He is the best Twitter follow that I can think of. So Josiah Johnson put this on
Twitter. Played basketball at UCLA once upon a time, did he not?
He did. His brother did too, and Chris Johnson, and so did his dad, Marcus Johnson. So Josiah Johnson put this on Twitter today, and Greg absolutely loves it. He wants a tournament to be played at the same time.
It's awesome.
Same time as the play-in tournament, but it's called the Wayoffs, and it's for the bottom four teams in the NBA, and the winner gets the number one pick in the draft. What do you think?
Well, the problem is if you're the worst team.
Right, that's the problem. If you're the worst team, you have no chance.
You have no chance to win that tournament, and then the worst team never gets the best player.
So think about who the bottom four teams are.
It would be Detroit, San Antonio, Houston, and somebody else.
And they're all terrible.
Right, but in other words, if you're the worst of the worst, you can't get the
but they're
number
all
one
pretty
pick
much even
can't
as
win the tournament.
Well, like Houston beat the Lakers.
Yeah, but Houston won. What,
they beat the Celtics twice.
Houston won 15 games all year.
Yeah,
they
something
win?
Like that.
Yeah, but just because they lose those games doesn't mean that they're not going to play well in this tournament.
Yeah, I think here's the thing. I think if you're the worst team, the worst of the worst, you should have a chance at, for example, this year Wembanyama. So I don't like the idea. It would be fun. It would be entertaining.
It would be
Charlotte,
Detroit.
Actually, would it
Houston,
be fun?
San Antonio.
Would anybody, like, I didn't even watch the games last night.
Well,
would people watch?
For Wembanyama, yeah. Yeah. For Wembanyama is, like, they say the next LeBron. Yeah. So I think people would watch. And actually, I went down the rabbit hole last night and stuck with the OKC New Orleans game.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you don't like this idea? You don't think that it would actually work?
No.
You played at the same time, week as the play-in.
Would you watch a Houston versus Detroit game if it was tonight?
If it was for the number one overall pick?
Would you?
There's no games tonight.
Right, exactly.
Did you watch last night's games?
I did not.
I was watching the Dodgers.
There was a Dodger game.
But there were play-in games for bad teams trying to get into the playoffs.
There is no Dodger game tonight, and I would watch this way off.
Yeah,
yes.
Wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Yeah, no,
just
wouldn't watch it.
To see who gets Wembanyama?
Worst of the worst?
It's better than
no.
This draft, this like 25% thing that they do.
The worst of the worst should have a chance at getting Wembanyama.
And by the way, here's the other thing. So the players, you'd have to incentivize it because the players would be playing so that the team could draft someone to take their jobs.
I mean, if it's Wembanyama, you're going to do that because you want him on your team.
Right.
You're going to end up in that top four anyway.
Right. But if I'm, somebody that is, playing in San Antonio and Wembanyama is coming to take my job, how hard am I going to play?
Well, but it's still the same thing. You're going to end up with a top three pick if you're in San Antonio anyway. So no matter what, you're not going to play and you're still going to have somebody take your job.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know. Like the idea.
Bad idea.
Greg loves
John thinks that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Mason doesn't like it either.
How does Jorge feel?
Jorge doesn't like it either.
Oh, yeah, Jorge's crazy.
Everybody's shooting it down.
What's up, fool?
All right, so check out this cast from a new show coming to Netflix called The Piano Lesson. I have no idea what this show is about, but I'm going to watch it, and it's just because of this. Samuel Jackson, John David Washington, Ray Fisher, Danielle Deadwyler, Michael Potts, and Corey Hawkins. It's a really, really good cast.
Mm-hmm.
So will you watch a movie or TV show without knowing anything about it, based on the cast alone?
Well, this is a play that I believe was either written or directed by Samuel L. Jackson's wife.
Oh, really?
In New York, that ran for about 6 months. And so now they've just taken the play and they're going to do a movie. I'm in, but I'm a Sam Jackson fan, so I'm in for sure. Yeah, August Wilson wrote it.
Is it an August Wilson play?
August Wilson. Oh, yeah, well, that's lesson.
Yeah. If it's August Wilson, I'm totally in. I mean, this is like legendary stuff. August Wilson, you know, every African American actor wants to be in an August Wilson production. And by the way, Danielle Deadwyler, I'll watch anything she's in. She was in Till last year. So she got.
Didn't she come from Hamilton?
No, not Danielle Deadwyler.
Okay.
Yeah, not Danielle. But she. I thought she should have been nominated for an Oscar, but I'll watch anything she's in. And August Wilson, like, for example, I think Ma Rainey's Black Bottom was an August Wilson play. Fences, the one that Denzel mm-hmm. Washington did, was an August Wilson play. So, yeah, sign me up for that.
So Michael Potts was in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so they were all part of that. But overall, though, would you watch them show just based on the cast, or 100%. Do you need to know?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, like,
We went to see Cranston in a play called Power of Sale. We wouldn't have been there if
right.
it wasn't
and
Cranston.
And it was great, but it was Cranston, it was Amy Brenneman, there was a bunch of people.
Yeah,
on that.
So names do matter. They do, you know, if I see certain actors sign up for projects, I'm like, well, yeah, I want to see what they're going to do.
What's up, Fu?
Yeah, Jorge just watched Shrinking with Jason Segel.
What did Jorge think?
Oh, it was dope. It was cool. I really liked it, and I didn't know anybody from...
You mean Jorge really liked it?
Yeah, Mason loves Jason Segel. Mason thinks he's fantastically weird.
All right, what's up, Fu? So Phillies pitcher Matt Strom said that he does not agree with the extending of alcohol sales beyond the seventh inning cutoff, citing for the safety of the fans. He was on a podcast, the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, and said this, quote, "The reason we stopped selling alcohol in the seventh inning before was to give fans time to sober up and drive home. So now with a faster paced game, if the game is going to finish quicker, we should move the beer sales back to the sixth inning as opposed to, like, you know, extend it to the eighth.
Right.
Just so that we can give fans to drive home safe, right? What do you guys think about his thoughts on taking it back?
So when do they want to cut sales now?
They want to cut it off. He wants to cut it off at the sixth inning, but MLB wants to cut it at the eighth inning.
I'm pro beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the vast majority of people drink very responsibly.
Yeah, and if you drink too much, don't drive.
Yeah. Right.
Like Mason said the other day, you drove here, you went out, you said, I'll take an Uber back.
Yeah, take an Uber home.
Yeah, some people get hammered, man.
I've seen some people hammered. I know.
Like, man, it's like $25 a beer. You really get hammered? You spend $200 in six beers? That's too much.
How much is a Michelada?
$25.
$25. Yeah. You can't get that hammered at that price.
But people do. They must put it on credit.
Yeah, I mean, the other day they were talking, you know, Philly had a dollar hot dog night. Did you see that, John? The Phillies had a dollar hot dog night.
Really?
So what happened was they got to some point in the game and they were losing badly and they started throwing hot dogs on the field at each other because they're only a buck and they don't really have any value.
Right.
And I was thinking back to minor league baseball. We had dime beer night, which was...
I'm sure that ended well.
Oh my God. It was just like, it was a circus. I mean, dime beer night, you couldn't even think of now, but it packed the stadium.
Some of the comments here says, well, it takes me 2 hours to get out of Dodger Stadium. I'll sober up.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
Yeah. No, don't drive when you're drunk.
What's up, Fu?
All right, so Trace Thompson was asked the other day about his brother Clay's habit of making paper planes out of stat sheets in post-game press conferences. He had no clue why Clay does it, but said that he didn't have the same skills Clay does. It's really just keeping your hands busy, right? So what type of quirks do you have like that to keep yourself busy?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm regularly scribbling on paper. I scribble generally through most of the show. I draw shapes and pictures, and I don't know what it means, but I just like to scribble when I'm on the air.
I don't have anything like that. I'm...
Nothing? You don't have to keep your hands busy?
Not normally. I'm trying to think if there's an equivalent. I can't. What do you have? Some?
Yeah, I mean, I constantly have to. I have different things in my office that I click pens and you spin them on my fingers.
Yeah, I'm normally if I'm at home, I'm either eating or I'm on my computer working on the show or working on the Laker games, and then I, you know, try and sleep for an hour.
Yeah, try. How's that going? By the way, did you go back to 20?
I played golf today, so it was easy.
Oh, so you
didn't drop 30?
No, 10.
Tonight you're going to drop 30?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Tonight I'll try it.
Oh, yeah. Let me know how that goes.
I shall.
All right.
Dropping 30 milligrams. I like that.
Oof. It's a lot.
All in.
What's up, fool?
I want to sleep.
All right, so have you seen the Spencer Dinwiddie versus Kyle Kuzma beef that's been
a
going
little
on
bit,
on
yeah.
Twitter?
What are they beefing about?
So Spencer Dinwiddie said on FanDuel TV the other day, you're probably not even a third star really on a good team towards Kuzma. Because if you were, the Lakers probably would have kept you. And then Kuzma came back with a whole long thing about and just ripping him apart, Spencer Dinwiddie. And it was six tweets in the thread.
Okay.
I'm not going to read all of them, but some of them things were like, what in the world have you won in this league? Like, you've been bounced around like a basketball, my boy. You can thank KD and Kyrie for the spearheading 34 wins before the All-Star break. Second option, more like second point guard. And then Spencer Dinwiddie came back and said, at the end of the day, I spoke truth and got rebutted with 10-year-old insults. So whose side are you on? Are you on Dinwiddie's side or are you on Kuzma's side?
I'm a big Kyle Kuzma fan, always have been, always will be. I'm with Kuz, but you know what's interesting? If Kuz was still on the Lakers, this would be a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he's on the Wizards, this is the first I've heard about it.
Really?
So you would be, I mean, that's the power of being a Laker. If you get, once Kuz got sent out to the great beyond, now he's in a Twitter war with Spencer Dinwiddie and nobody cares.
By the way, these are both pretty good players. I mean, Kuz was the second option in Washington this year behind Bradley Beal. Played defense when he was here.
Ahead of Porzingis?
I bet if you looked at the points per game, it would be probably Kuz. Kuz was scoring, I think, at one point 20
points.
Yeah,
he had a good year.
Spencer Dinwiddie, really nice player. Really all-round good point guard, but probably a second guard. I mean, I love the back and forth. I think the back and forth is really funny, really entertaining. I don't think it's mean-spirited. I think they're just goofing on each other. So what was the question?
Whose side were you on?
I'm on Kuz's side.
Just
I'm a big Kuzma guy.
Before?
No, I'm a big Kuzma guy. I like Kuzma. Like,
you're
I never thought,
train?
I never thought they should have traded him.
Here's the scoring for the Wizards this year. Bradley Beal, 23.2. Kristaps Porzingis, 23.2. Kyle Kuzma, 21.2. So they're a three-headed monster there.
Right.
And didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Not much of a three-headed monster.
I guess. Rui Hachimura would have been the fourth leading scorer there during the time he was there.
Much better over here.
Yeah.
So this is from you, John, but the new star of American Horror Story on FX is Kim Kardashian.
This surprised me.
Ryan Murphy was so impressed with her hosting on SNL that he created a role specifically for her. Will you watch American Horror Story just for Kim K?
I only watched like the first season of that when Jessica Lange was on it. It was good, but it was a little out there. So was Scream Queens, which was a spinoff of that
right.
Ryan Murphy did. I might watch because I like Kim. I might check it out to see how she's doing. She was great on SNL. She killed it on
SNL.
She
was great on SNL.
And
ended up with Pete Davidson because of it.
Yeah, by the way, Pete Davidson was announced today as the host of SNL in 2 weeks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's going to come back and host
it. Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I'll check it out because I like Kim.
Yeah, you know what? This is one of those things where this bothers me. She's in it not because she can act. She's in it because she's Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Hi, this is Kim Kardashian.
Saturday.
Was that key?
That was key.
Wow.
That was absolutely key.
Saturday
once
night.
Again against Kim K.
Saturday Night Live, she was playing Kim Kardashian
right.
The entire time. So I'm not sure what the stretch is here, except to say we've got somebody with 100 bajillion Twitter and Instagram followers in our show, so we're going to promote it that way. Weirdly now, in television and film casting, sometimes they look at how many Twitter, Instagram followers you have, and that's how they choose
what
who to
do you
cast.
Bring to the project.
Yeah, it's not based on talent, how good an actor you are. It's based on how many followers you have
right.
And how many people you can be promoted to. That's the case with that. And by the way, the American Horror Story things are too creepy for me. I don't like it.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, I don't like it, so I will not watch.
No scary movies for you. By the way, just before we end up here, 626 Brewhouse says, anyone notice Mason has his boxers on inside out?
No, that's not true.
Check.
How close
check.
Is that fool looking,
check.
Too?
Yeah, he is looking very
come
closely.
On, yeah, but don't be.
No.
Check.
No, just
are
check right now. You check can right tell now. By, yeah, you can tell by looking at him.
Camera's still on you.
Yeah. No, he's below the desk.
Yeah, I'm below the desk.
I didn't notice that.
No, it's true.
It's true.
Inside out.
Yep, totally true.
Wow. Why? Is this like the second day you're wearing
them? I think that's exactly
right. Yeah, he flipped them inside totally, out second day. Yeah.
Totally accidental. Good God. What a day.
Might be the best $100 I've spent in years.
Did you see the rust mark?
It really is the rust mark.
The rust
what a fortunate
back.
Moment we find ourselves in.
Exactly.
What's up, fool?
Literally today.
Never
what's
more
up, fool?
Appropriate. All right, I've got a question about the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, good.
And I think it is the...
Because if I'm going to be stuck in Memphis for the next 6 days.
I think it is the fatal flaw for this team, John.
Really? I'm excited.
And it's the cause of any and all problems they've had this year. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, seriously, John, what's up with that Coke?